Okay, we are now in a world-famous daf, Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel, listen, it starts with, again, more about intent. For example, Niskaven Lizrok Shtayim Bizar Garbi, intend to throw it. Two Amos, then you ended up throwing it four. Rav Amar Potter, right? And Abai says, Chai, Rav Amar Potter, Lekom Achaven Lizrika Darba, you weren't intending for Abra. Okay, back and forth in terms of Zrika. That's not the, I mean, that's a famous sugya in its own right, but that's not what I'm talking about. And you have other machloksim, as the Gemara calls it, case where you tend to lift the plant attached from the ground, you mistakenly severed a plant that was attached. We talked about that. Again, throwing the object somewhat, not throwing the object. And then again, it mentions this concept of arve abas malachas, arve imchaser achas, minyon alamali. Where do we get the count? Why do we have a count? If you did them all behelamecha, if you did them all in one lapse in judgment by accident. Shuas shikar shabbos nechisarek reyat shabbos balav balav akarsel of shabbos my yodle b'tchumen. They has new tchumen and according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now we get to the famous stuff. Mishnah. Abas malachas are 40 minus 1. Zareya chorish kotzer mamar dosh zore borov token marakin malosh. Ofa goes as a temer malbinot. It goes through all the 39 malachas over here. We're going to get to Meir Hashem explaining all those. Hakos of Shneozis, right, two letters. Moche, Kalmanas, Lichtov, erasing. Okay, that's the list in the erasure. Want to know, why do I need this count? Amar Yochanan, if you did them all behelamecha, you're going to be chayav in each and every one. So, for example, we learn Hazorah v'Hachorish. So, Michti, Michrab, Krav, Yishil, Isne, Chorish, Vailis, Nezoreah. Wait a second. Since, after all, in terms of plowing, you plow first and only then you sow, let the Tana first teach plowing and then sowing. Nope, the Gemara was based in Eretz Yisrael, who said this Tana, where they sow first the ground and then they plow. In Eretz Yisrael, the practice to plow a second time. This is world famous stuff. We'll get to that shortly. Hazareah, Bazomer, Barut, Bamarach, Markiv, Kula, Malach, Sachas. Right, one who sows, one who prunes the branches, one who plants, one who bends the branch into the ground so it takes root. All these things have all performed one type of malacha. Amar Rav Yochanan Yochanan Ruchamim, Zomer is chayav mishum notea. If you prune, you're chayav for planting. Vanotea v'mavrich markev, you're chayav mishum zareah. Mishum zareah in, but notea you're not. So even mishum zareah, you could double up even on some of these. So Amar Rav Kana, Zomer v'tzarech la'itim, you're going to be chayav shtayim. Okay, zareah. Define what's chorish. The Gemara can use to define what's kotzer. The Gemara can use to define what is mamer, the idea of gathering, begedule karka, and then dash, threshing, dash menapet, menapet, kulum lachas, one who threshes, tons of one who threshes, one who beats the flax to remove the hard cover, one who strikes a cotton plant to remove the cotton seeds, it's all one type of malacha. Azareha borer toch mraket, zareha hainu borer, mraket isn't the same thing, sifting. These are kol milsa dahavim mishkan. Any manner of labor that was done in the mishkan for the purpose of the mishkan, that's what becomes a malacha. Okay, loaded daf. The Mishnah mentioned that the number of malachas are 40 minus 1. Why doesn't the Mishnah simply just say the 39? The Tosfos Yontif suggests that since the maximum numbers of malachas that a person can receive is 40 minus 1, which is makas chafez mit aleph, the malachas are also called 40 minus 1. The son of the Tosfos Yontif suggests an answer based on a Gemara earlier on 49b. The Gemara there says that the number of malachas prohibited on Shabbos is learned from the number of the times the word malacha appears in the Torah. So the Gemara asks the word malacha actually appears 40 times, and the Gemara answers that one of them is not counted. And the Mishnah then says that there are 40 minus 1. That's the hint. Tosfos Yontif gives another answer. The Gemara later says that one is chayav for the malacha of tofer, sewing, only if he ties a knot at the end of the stitching so it can't unravel. So practically speaking, it's not possible to violate the malacha of sewing without also violating the malacha of tying, in which case he has done 40 malachas, all 39, plus an extra one of tying in order to complete the malacha of sewing. So the Mishnah is alluding to that by saying there's 40 minus 1. The Mayim Chayim gives an answer based on the Gemara in 73b, which says that the malacha of plowing that's mentioned in the Mishnah is done after the malacha of sowing. But a person usually plows the land before sowing as well as after sowing. So the Mishnah is only referring to the second plowing, which is done when the soil is hard after the seeds have already been sown. And therefore, when does all the malachas mentioned in the Mishnah, he does 40 malachas. That's two plowings, one before, one afterwards. And the Mishnah is hinting to that by saying 40 minus 1. The Mishnah also taught that there are 39 malachas. What makes avos malachas? What makes something an av malacha? So Rashi says that anything that was done for the construction of a Mishkan was an Av Malacha. So you can ask that the Pasuk says that all the materials necessary for the construction of the Mishkan were collected within 2 days after the people came to build the Mishkan. So how could they have prepared the herbs and plants that were used for the dyes if they needed to plow, sow, reap, and so on? So the Igle Tal in his second Hagdamah infers from Rashi that any act that was necessary to perform in order to maintain a material needed for the Mishkan is a malacha, even though it was not done for the Mishkan when it was actually constructed, but rather they had to use stuff that was brought from Mitzrayim or acquired in the Midbar. The Ramban, as another possibility, says that only labors that were performed by the Jews for the sake of the Mishkan are considered malachas. And that's supported by the words earlier in the Gemara in 49b, Heim zaru va'atem lo tizaru. Tizaru, since they sowed, you're not going to sow? Meaning, how could they sow and reap in just 2 days? Amnezer says, just as Yaakovinu planted arazim in Mitzrayim for the Mishkan and bid his children to take them out in order to build the Mishkan, so too he told them to plant and take out other materials for the Mishkan. And since the act of planting and other acts were done for the Mishkan, you're going to be chayav for doing these acts in Shabbos. Okay, so the Rambam cites Rav Haigon, who explains that any malacha done for the purpose of baking, meaning any of the first 11 malachas listed in the Mishnah, was done in order to prepare for offering the korbanos and menachos in the Mishkan, is considered a malacha, even though it was not related to the construction of the Mishkan in any way. This is what the Gemara means by Heim zaru v'atem lo tizreu. And by the Tana Sidru de Pas, Amnezer points out later, Rashi later, in 92, and quotes Rav Hai's opinion, and Rashi records in the name of Haigon Yerushalmi that appears to lead to the same conclusion. The Gemara concludes that Zomer is Chayev Mishum Noteya, pruning is Chayev because of planting, and Noteya, Markiv, and Mavrich are Chayev Af Mishum Zorea. That even planting, grafting, and bending a vine branch and planting it are chayav because of sowing. And Rashi explains that since those three, noteya, markiv, and mavrich, are all forms of malacha the zareya, if you do them all together, you're going to be chayav only one chatas. And that implies if one does zomer, which is chayav only because of noteya together with zareya, you're going to be chayav to bring two chatos. But the Gemara just said that one who does all these together is chayav to bring only one chatos. So the Ritva explains that, according to Rashi, you're chayav to bring two chatos, one for Zomer, which is chayav because of Noteya, and one for Zoreya. But if he does Zomer and Zoreya together with Noteya as well, he's going to be chayav to bring only one chatos, because Zomer is part of Noteya, while the Noteya is identical to Zoreya. The only difference that one is done with a sapling instead of the seed. And since Noteya and Zoreya are covered by one chatos, Zomer, which holds a Noteya, is also covered by that chatos. Tosus quotes Ritva, and I'll disagree with Rashi. Fine. Rav Papa said that one who throws a rock or a clod of earth at a date palm and knocks a date off is chayav for two malachas, tolesh, picking fruit off a tree, and mefarik. And Rashi says that mefarik in this context refers to taking the date out of its cluster. But then why is one not mechayav for mefarik every time you remove a grape from its cluster? That's the kasha of the Sfasemis. So Tosus and other Rishonim have a different text to Rashi. In their text, Rashi says the mefarik refers to unburdening the tree from its burden, the dates. The Rishonim reject that pshat because we don't find that a person is chayav for mefarik every time he picks any fruit from a tree. He's mechayav only for kotzer, which is tolish. Tosus explains the name of the Rashbam. The dates have an outer skin that comes up when they're knocked off from the tree. Taking the dates out of their outer skin is the same as mefarik. It's taking a grain out of its sheath. Okay, the way the Mishnah is phrased, ha'osa malacha, right? Or the abos malachas, hazoreya, one who does, one who plants, one who plows. It's going on the person. And the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, his lashon, the way he phrased it, it goes on the act, hacharisha, the zriya, the act itself. So the Magen Avos explains that our Mishnah is kekulei alma, even Rabbi Shimon, who holds that malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, is going to be potter. And therefore, the malacha alone is not going to cause the chiyuv. Right? It needs to have for the right machshava. And therefore, it goes on the lashon of the one doing the action. But the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayev. And therefore, it's only the action itself which is problematic, even without the right kavanas agavra. Okay, that's the pshat of the Magen. That's where the Rambam phrases it a little differently. Staff really is really the basis for a lot of the details of Malachas of Zareya. I mean, there's more later on in Shas. But it's interesting, which Mahalach do you follow first? Do you follow sort of the order of B'nai Bavel, or do you follow the B'nai Eretz Yisrael? meaning what's the first malachas? The malachas zareya, the planting, or the harisha, the plow. So one would think it's simple, you plow before you plant. And the Mishnah 9 Gimel usually begins a zareya before choresh. So why is that? So in Eretz Yisrael, the soil was such they had to replow after the seeds were in the ground. And the Mishnah is trying to mechadish, the second harisha is also in malacha. But in Bavel, the harisha is first. So the malacha of zareya has many real applications of zareya that come up. But you have to understand the sugya. Each malacha is a world on its own. And there are principles, though, that carry over from one to the other. So what is zareya? Zareya is you place a seed in the ground for the purpose of that seed to grow. Now, what role does the ground have in it? So the Rambam says he take the seed and soak them in water. That's a violation of zareya, even though there's no soil. So the Achronim point out that the Lashon is strange. It doesn't say hanosin, but rather it says hashora, which sounds like a significant amount of time. So there's some impression that in order to be mechayev, it needs a certain amount of time in the place that it's going, whether it's water or soil. So there's a Tshuvas HaRambam that spells it out directly and says a significant amount of time. But what's that about? Meaning you can't just learn Zareya in a vacuum. It's a funny malacha. Most malachas happen immediately. So example, you write with a pen, it happens right away. And every so often there's a malacha with human input, and the result is later. Another example is by Bishul. By Bishul, the steak reaches the cook point by itself. And that's similar to dropping a seed into the ground. The magic time by Bishul is Machal Ben Drusai. So what's the magic time by Zoreya? Ashrasha. How long does that take? Some say 2 days, some say 2 weeks. And that has nafkaminas for Chadash and things like that. So Bishul, I know that if I pull back, it's not Chayef. But what if I pull back the seed from the ground? The Rashash says that it's analogous and you won't be chayiv. So here's the problem. If Hashrasha takes place 3 weeks later, then what effectively have I done on Shabbos? So it has to be that once it takes effect, then retroactively means that my Maisa was significant. But it's fascinating that the point of no return doesn't take place on Shabbos. Minchas Chinuch disagrees with the Rashash. The Zohar is different than Bishul. He was bothered by this idea that Hashrasha doesn't take place on Shabbos. And he argues that Zareya is chayav the moment you put it into the ground, regardless of what happens. Many definitions in Hilchas Shabbos, you have to define each malacha. Sometimes the malacha is identical to the way it appears all around. Sometimes not so. So check Zareya. You have Zareya by Kiloyim also. It becomes Aser Bahana Ubachila. So the Sefer HaChinuch says we're dealing with planting Kiloyim, you violate it just by putting it in the ground. But the Iser Hana doesn't take place until Hashrasha. Wait a second, we want to shach. I mean, there's a difference between Cheftza versus Gavra. It says, Lo Sizra Karmecha, Pein Tikadesh. Why maybe? So you as a Gavra don't do it, but it might take root later on. It may take root later on. So now go to Hilchas Shabbos, and then you have to plug it in whether what would apply or not in terms of the Chi of the Hilchas Shabbos. Let's just spend a couple minutes defining this concept of an Av Malachas. So, an Ayin Gilma Beit said, Hazareya ba Zomer ba Noteya Mavrich ba Markiv, Kula Malachas Achein. Rashi says, Zareya is an Av Malacha. Note is also an Av Malacha. Zareya El Shazeb is Raim, and one is by trees. Mavrich, Markiv. But the Ram Hilchas Shabbos writes, Vechein Echad Hazareya is Raim, or Hanote Ilanos, or Hamavrich, all of them are one Av Malacha. So, Shita Sarambim is that Zomer is also an Av Malacha. The third Shita in all this is in the Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, who writes, only Zoreya is an Av Malacha, but Noteya is a Tolda. And what's the Yesod of the Machlokas we're showing him here? So says Rav Soloveitchik, in any Malacha there's two Inyonim. There's the Etzem Maisa Malacha, the action, and the Tzura of the Malacha, how the Malacha looks. That's one. Etzem Maisa Malacha, Tzura, the way the action works. Beis is the thought that goes behind it, and what it achieves, the tikkun in the goof of the malacha. So hinei ze pashut, says Rav Soloveitchik, dechol sha maisa shava legamrei, ben b'maisa hamalacha, ben malachas machsheves, im kein have shnei amavos. Aval ima maisa malacha atzmeu maisa echas, ela shem shavim b'malachas machsheves, sha malacha, im kein have le tolda. So he makes a split like this. He says, any time that the maisa is the equivalent, whether in the Maisa Malacha, the first stage, or whether in the result of the intention, then they're both Avos. But if the Maisa Malacha itself is another Maisa entirely, but they're equivalent in the result, then it's a Tolda. And therefore, that's what Rashi holds. Zoreya, Note, Umavrich, they're equivalent in the Maisa Malacha and also in the result. Both of them are a Maisa which is done in something to help promote growth. And therefore, they're Malachas Zorea Lagamri. But the Malachas Zomer, pruning, it's done on a tree when you're pruning from an eitz. And the Maisa is done in object A, but the sprouting happens from object B, meaning you're pulling off item A and the result's happening in B, and therefore that's a tolda. That's a tolda. Right? The result and the I understand better, I'll say better. Your action and the result are not happening in the same place, and therefore that's not an av, that's a tolda. Rambam doesn't go after the Maisa Malacha, rather the tachlis, the purpose. And if the tachlis of Malacha, if it's not literally exactly like the Av, then it's a Tolda. And therefore the Ram holds that the Maisa of causing, promoting growth is all the same Maisa. We don't care if it looks different in some ways, because the result is exactly the same. Beautiful, beautiful layout here from Rav Soloveitchik.